Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This guy has dropped the price on this Ferrari California so many times. I feel like there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, it might be a Ferrari Florida.
When you see rebuilt title.
Ferrari Florida doesn't have doors. Now, if you wanted to be sexual, it would be, at least from the products that I see, it would be stepsister.
Because nobody
or stepmother.
Wants birth defects.
That's nothing. Stepmom.
Because if you sleep with your sister, then you get birth defects.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I just wanted to.
Got to get gas powered. A good one that works is fantastic.
Also dangerous.
They're very dangerous. They take a toe off.
You better use goggles.
It's going to happen.
You walk crooked for the rest of your life.
Then who wants you to?
Hey, hobble.
Hey, hobble little gee. Oh, I can do him too. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Hobble little bit, little about a little thing. Yes, sir. Hey, it's the Grease Man Show.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
That was the sounds of the seasons.
Yeah, tis the season, Mike. Yeah.
Well, I thought I muted myself.
Well, you didn't.
Did Mac mute me?
I have to say
no, that
this.
Was you.
That was me. Wait, so if I mute myself now, you guys can still hear me.
Yes.
Oh, this board isn't connected. Thank you.
welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Tuesday, and we are here, and we are you know, when I hear you blow your nose, I want to make sure that you're not dealing with any kind of death grip, because I am reading. Because I am under the weather and have been for the last 3 to 4 days, actually.
Yes.
I am reading
have
a lot of weird
tested?
Stuff. What's that?
Have you tested?
No, because I'm not going to test unless I spike a fever, and I haven't spiked a fever.
I think the new variant doesn't require a fever.
That's not true.
I have never heard that.
I heard that somewhere.
You've never heard that the new variant?
But I mean, I don't know what Rob, he might know more because of his
I'm reading
wife in
upper
school.
Respiratory crap. This is
I don't want to get into variants. This is garbage. Look, talk to your doctors.
I'm feeling too good to have anything heavy duty. I just don't think I am. And it's a
get
and
vaccinated.
A,
be
I'm
responsible. Vaccin-
I'm,
mind
I'm
your person.
Recently vaccinated,
get
but
by.
I'm not.
Yes.
I'm not flu vaccinated, and I'm not RSV vaccinated because I went in and they said
shame,
wait
shame.
A week.
Yeah.
Well,
shame,
know your name.
Know your
they
name.
Said.
Oh, man.
They said wait a week, and then now I can't do anything because I just couldn't make it on time. But listen,
I get the flu vaccine every week.
That's good. That's good for you. I'm I thought that number one on the hit parade should be the COVID, right?
Yeah.
That's the one that can put you in the hospital.
But, Mike, it's like, I don't know. I liken it to when you're, you know, going through college and they're like,
menopause.
Hey, we've got one for herpes. We've got one for, the clap. We've got one for gonorrhea.
It's weird
you know, the
mention
herpes,
that.
Herpes
that
is the big one. I'm going to go ahead and block that guy, but I'll take the rest.
That'll
like
be
that's
in,
your dealer's choice.
That will be in the roundtable today. That's the subject of sexually transmitted diseases in the roundtable today.
If you can avoid it, do your part.
Yeah.
Mike,
unpleasant.
I got...
Hold on, Rob. Let me answer.
Yeah.
I was, I believe that I was challenged there as far as my medical
you said,
care.
I'm okay with herpes, but you're into gonorrhea and the clap. You're open to that.
I am doctor. I am currently doctorless. So I am currently without a personal physician.
Do you know that I am doctorless and I just went to CVS like every other rando in America and they just boop, boop, boop,
see,
done.
Walgreens is where I got my COVID shot, and Walgreens is where I will go back when I'm done with this to get the other two that I have to get. I'm not
Why
sure if I can
Why did they tell you to
the
split them up? Because I got them all at the same time.
Yeah, I got flu and COVID at the same time.
All right. I will tell you this. I was told by the lady who doesn't appear to have any real medical training at the Walgreens that it probably – my question was, should I wait between the vaccines? And she said, between COVID and the flu RSV, not between the flu RSV. So I believe I can get the flu and RSV at the same time. But
I gotcha.
The RSV – I don't want to alarm our listening audience, but the RSV might have taken hold already. I'm here. No, I'm relying on the Vicks family of products to get me through as usual, and I have a question about this. I know you two have used the NyQuil products before.
Yes. Yeah.
And my question is, Carla brought home the regular NyQuil for a cold, and then there is NyQuil Severe, and I took the regular NyQuil, and in my opinion, it gives me the sleepies better than the cold and flu did.
Of course.
I go off 100%.
Okay.
100%.
The regular NyQuil is more effective in making you sleepy than the extreme cold and flu stuff.
Do you find yourself at the regular NyQuil waking up like at 3 a.m.?
Perhaps, yes.
Like you've been drinking, yeah.
Well, no. That's because it wears off. But yeah, it is very I'm not allowed to take it anymore, which is sad because it taxes your liver a little bit.
Oh, okay, because you can't have that kind of stuff there. Yeah. But
a point of order, Oscar, I just had to look this up to confirm, gonorrhea and the clap are the same thing.
They are?
Yes.
Well, hold those thoughts about the STIs, because I have to. I have a lot to share, and I'll be welcoming opinions on that later on in the broadcast.
In September, an FDA panel, I remember seeing this, that NyQuil and some of these decongestants, they actually don't work.
Oh, I remember that. But NyQuil does make you sleep. You can't.
It does make you sleepy.
I will tell you this. Yeah. I believe that I take the products for, you know, the nighttime so you can rest medicine.
Sniffling, sneezing, coughing.
So that's the only thing, because it does knock me out sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time, but it knocks me out some of the time. But I remember that when they came out, like everything, right?
In September.
Sudafed.
Yeah. I remember Sudafed.
Cynaid, yeah. All that crap.
Just meth heads.
It's a myth.
Yeah.
So it's the drug that affects
effect.
You.
Yeah.
That so, you think you're helping yourself. But listen, there's a shining lining to this that I'd like to share, all right?
Please.
I don't normally do, and then I'll get to the whole doctor thing with me.
Okay.
Right now, the way I sound today, I am telling you folks, what you've got here right now, you want to talk about the voice, the guys that do movie trailers, you've got me in a very short window where I have that for you. And I'm here to tell you that if you need any product sold during this particular time, listen to this, all right?
Can you
in
say...
In a world. Yes.
In a world, that's a given. And
I
that's
get
a
turned
classic.
Up a little bit, yeah. Too, yeah.
Can you do...
In a world. Yes.
The classic and... And Rob, you might have the tape.
Yeah.
And it had something to do with Shear. It was like a very...
you say Shear, the first thing that... I'll give you the first thing that pops into my head.
I don't remember.
In this voice.
Yes, yes.
Shear panties.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No.
We could play word association with Billy Big Voice. Yeah. Rob, do you have a word association that I could do?
Yeah. How about...
No, I don't want music. I don't want music.
I think there's actually an ad or a trailer.
Are you referring
that says,
like the old like females for hire guy?
I don't know. I'm asking
you're
you.
Playing
you,
with
it's
fire
your vault.
With females for hire.
Al Adamson.
Al
Let me see
Adamson.
What I have. Let me see if I have it.
Well, I
know Ed Sheeran.
No,
Ed
it's
Sheeran
very different
does not
that.
Have a voice like this. Ed Sheeran sounds like someone is squeezing one of his testicles.
All right, word association. Hard. I have one for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Big sister.
What the hell? You are
big
so
sister.
Twisted.
What is that?
You know, you.
Gross. Yuck.
No, it doesn't have to be sexual. I'm doing a psychology thing.
Well, how is it? You know, my God.
A psychology thing, family relationship.
Now, if you wanted to be sexual, it would be, at least from the products that I see, it would be stepsister.
Okay.
Dad,
because nobody
or stepmother
wants birth defects.
what?
That's nothing. Stepmom.
Because if you sleep with your sister, then you get birth defects. Oh,
still,
I'm sorry. I just wanted to
show of hands. Okay. How many people have watched a stepmom video?
Everyone.
Sure.
America is collectively raising their hands.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your father's out. Your father's out as always. Hi, mom. Look at you. Anyway,
look at you. Indeed.
His ED's acting up again. Come over here.
All right, Oscar, do you have a word association for Billy Big Voice?
I like Shear.
That was a good one.
Hey, Mac, you got one?
I don't.
Well, here's a word that you could use.
I don't.
I'll give you words that are great to say with Billy Big Voice.
Charlie Sheeran.
Moist.
Oh, no.
Oh, yuck. Yes.
Oh, gross. You say, oh, yes?
I don't mind moist.
You creep.
Malleable. Here's a good one. This is not sexy or anything.
Okay.
Inferno.
That is a good one.
Medulla oblongata.
He saved it.
Medulla oblongata. Oh, by the way, all right, I got to dive into it because we were talking about deep dives into the internet.
All right.
So I believe I've said this before. Angry Karens have been around long before they were captured on video. The thing about Karens now is that they're everywhere. In every neighborhood, you've got people that are. Oh, by the way, I have to throw this in because I hate to digress, but I'm sorry, I'm medicated. So allow me to digress just a little bit. Yesterday, walking out of the front door, a direct eye contact hello to the neighbor across the street.
Oh, the neighbor.
And then I immediately looked to my left, so I am not even sure whether I got a response or not, but it was there, and it was a minor effort to, I'm tired of it, I don't like the game, I don't want to play the game
anymore. You're bringing the joy.
Yeah.
I just don't want to play the game anymore.
You're bringing your own sunshine to Florida.
But I just don't want to deal with it. I'd rather be civil. There's no point in seeing someone who literally lives very close to you and not doing that. So that was my way. And I plan to do it all the time now. I plan to wave and I plan to greet. That's it. Time has passed. Time has promised to no one. And rock and roll.
What you should do is, while your voice is low, wave and yell the word moist.
Moisture.
To your neighbor.
I see.
And of
you
course,
have
Rob's
your
favorite.
Garden shears.
I'll give Rob his favorite. The moon is made of cheese.
Always has to do with food.
So
no, that was when he was narrating
the video. I know when
video.
That was from, yes.
Yes, okay.
So this another thing I talk about all the time. By the way, I didn't have the courage. That's the reason I did it. Rob, I think I got an insight into your unwillingness sometimes to call people to be guests on the show. I didn't want to. I just didn't want to go through the exercise. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try again today, hunting down the doctor who cracks the hot women's backs.
Yeah. Yes.
Great response online.
Yes.
Both positive and negative.
Yeah, I got the negatives made me laugh out loud. The negatives that said that they were
negatives
listening to that sound. They were beautiful.
Yeah.
So the other things that are surfacing now, and don't ask me how it works. I don't know why the tube of you will reach out to me and say, hey, Mike, you're going to like this. But one is Karens that confront there are guys that go around and videotape themselves going to either elderly people's homes or vacant homes that need lawn care and landscaping care and cleaning them up. And some of them I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like they'll go to basically an unkept yard.
Right.
That's probably bringing down all the property values. And they don't do it because they want to, fix the neighborhood. They want to do it because clearly somebody's in need in the neighborhood. And they're like, hey, let me fix this up for you. I'll do it for free.
Yep.
We're good. And
sometimes a neighbor calls
for them.
They've seen the videos of the guys that do this for free.
So and there's a rejuvenation.
A benevolent gesture. It's not anything
But Rob, it's. That guy, he must, fine. He could be, he's got a first-class ticket to heaven.
Right.
I don't care about that. I care, and I hope, Mike, you feel the same way. I care about seeing someone's driveway double because they let overgrowth get to it.
Yeah, and it can be a variety of reasons. The house that this particular video I was watching, the guy knocked on the door and no one's home. But this is the thing that astonishes me. And this is why I clicked on it and why I watched it. This guy takes his little son, and they are doing a deep dive in this yard. They are excavating this yard from weeds. And, this is something, if your yard is overgrown and you're looking at it's amazing how little it really takes to free up a property and make it look at least presentable. And they're going, and those weed whackers, a great weed whacker is probably the best yard tool you will ever have. And and most of them are crap. But a good one,
you got to get gas powered.
You got to get gas powered. A good one that works is fantastic.
Also dangerous.
They're very dangerous. They take a toe off.
You better use goggles.
Don't be wearing your Chuck Taylors when you're doing that yard work. Okay, you'll lose a digit. It's going to happen.
You walk crooked for the rest of your life.
Then who wants you to?
Hey, hobble.
Hey, hobble little gee. Oh, I can do him too. Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah. Hobble a little bit, little yes, sir. Hey, it's the Grease Man Show. Yeah. So, always disappointed he's not more online. Is that fair to say? I'm disappointed he's not more of a presence online. I'd like to see him more online.
I bet he does a post now that the holidays are here.
I saw one.
He does them in his kitchen.
I think he's living his best life.
I'm sure he's living his best life.
He always talks about either being on the boat or being in his house or somewhere else.
Yeah, I remember one where he was flouting how much he loved his suspenders.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. So this guy finishes doing all the weed whacking, and it really looks like, the property's in rough shape.
Right.
It's got a little tiny street-level deck that's out there that's just looking rotted and stuff. But he's gotten rid of all the crap around the house. Then he's got his stand-up behind riding mower, which is really the industrial-style mower.
Yes.
The one that you stand behind, and it goes all over. And he's taking care of the yard. Suddenly, this bird from a few streets down, and she's not an older woman, she's a younger woman. She comes walking up, and out of the blue, he shuts off the mower, and she says, and I quote, "What the F are you doing?" Like, out of the blue, and starts giving this guy crap. And then I watched another video. So she's giving him crap. He said, the neighbors called me, said they need some help. There was nobody home. She said, they've got a lawnmower in their yard. They can do their yard. The guy is just absolutely gobsmacked, doesn't really know how to answer her. He's not confronting her, and he steers it into such a way, I do this for people if they need help. She said, well, nobody's cutting my yard. I said, where's your house? And she says, just down there. And he actually goes. This guy is such a decent human being.
Yes.
He goes down the street to this Karen's house and comes back. And then when he comes back, he said, I'll have to think about it. Because apparently she's just a little wackadoodle that she's doing this. And then these Hispanic guys are traveling into this neighborhood where they don't go on the private property, but they go on the sidewalk level. It is ridiculously overgrown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they start doing all the excavating there.
Yeah.
A Hispanic guy drives up, and he starts giving him crap.
Yeah. Mm.
He said, because the guy translates. He comes over.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't like the work we do. Mm. And he said, you're not. And so what is it that compels people when someone is out there doing nothing but improving a property? What is wrong with people?
Now, there's a process to everything, Mike. Because
I have one question.
As an HOA member, as a former HOA member, I used to. But I also didn't. I didn't like people coming into that were non-sanctioned.
Non-sanctioned workers,
contractors, or people
different.
That weren't supposed to be working on the property. And by saying I didn't like it, I didn't care about it. But I would get emails from people like, "Hey, there's somebody that's not on the list of sanctioned plumbers or electricians in the building." This one, I lived in the condo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, so? And they'd be like, well, aren't we just supposed to call these people on the list? They said, you can call whoever you'd like. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, okay, if you're
as long as you're safe.
In a high-rise condo, which is different than having a standalone residence, my question would be, were the restrictions based on they wanted plumbing people out there that knew the building and wouldn't, because you can screw up 6A by messing up 7A.
So true.
Right?
But you know what, Mike? I said to them, talk to the president.
I thought you were the president.
I was, and then I stepped down because I said, you guys have too much time on your hands to be talking about Amazon package drop-off spots and how to move them in the building. I'm good.
I was president of a homeowners association.
Yes.
I hate to be this guy, but I got to ask. This lawn mowing video saga.
There are two of them.
Okay, but the one that we talked about with the Karen that came up. Who was taping it?
Oh, you're suspect. I smell it.
I think there might have been a third party, but it looked to me like it was a stationary camera that he uses. Because it looked to me like it was just him and his son. Had a pickup with a trailer that had a lawnmower on the back of it, and it looked to me like it was a stationary camera because they do a lot of the fast cutting. Where they do the same area and they go back and forth and back and forth.
Are they secret goodwill angels? And I'm sorry to cut you off, Rob, but
that's all right.
Maybe we're on the same page. That they're just actually like they are unscrupulous stump removers. You know how the stump guys drive around like, I'll remove that stump for $3,000. You're like, I think
no. Drilling costs There's nobody bucks. In the house. They were called by the neighbors to help people out. They know.
Why don't the neighbors help is my question. Why don't they get out there and whack that place down?
They're busy.
Well, because, you know, the neighbors probably don't want to, you know, pony up the dough.
Got it.
For somebody else's yard, which I can certainly understand. But this guy's doing it. So what was your point, Rob? I understand.
I think that because what setup, we do is we leave this video feeling that this guy is a hero. And even when he is approached by the crazy neighbor, he still stays above it and remains a hero. I'm just saying if it looked a little too convenient, it could have been a setup by the lawnmower to make him look great.
Unless he has at least, I'm going to give it 26 videos of him doing people's yards for
free.
Okay,
there you go. That's good. That's
valid. Is that a nice, like, hey,
round
this guy's not a fraud?
Yeah. Well, that's fine, but I also believe that much like radio contest callers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you learn that in the radio game early on to trust no one because there's just so much BS out there. And
especially if they say they got like a double D rack and an amazing tuchus. Because when you show up for that, blind date, it's never going to be the same.
That was not the case of this particular lady that approached me. She had a big tuchus, but it was not the tuchus that I would describe.
Not your
it's certainly
style
not
tuchus?
The tuchus as you see in the chiropractor videos that we were talking about yesterday.
You like a nice, sporty, compact tuchus.
I like a fitness tuchus.
No, let's keep it in the car genre, like a sporty compact. Mm-hmm.
I like a tuchus that is...
Like, you don't want a Prius, but you would love a nice, nicely equipped Miata.
I don't know. I think you would like a Miata. I would be more interested in a Jaguar XK.
No. I've actually changed the way I look at, like... I guess your tastes evolve.
Yeah.
I'm more into sprinter vans now.
Wow.
Sprinter vans from the man who...
Mercedes.
The man who, back in the day, was the bucket man, if we remember.
I want modified sprinter vans, not natural sprinter vans.
Modified sprinter vans. Oh, the mods that you were talking about before.
I know this, Mike. Yes. I like big cars, and I cannot lie.
So that's true. So anyway,
what kind of cars are you into, Mac?
Very safe and eco-friendly cars.
There you go. Attaboy. Way to go.
Be dating a vegan for the rest of his life.
All right, that's fantastic. Yeah, they're knocking your door down right now. Said, "Hey, that guy is Mr. Excitement.
He craves action
right now.
Yeah, that's right
now.
What is it about that room?
Safe and eco-friendly." Yes, sirree. That is just get ready for the orgy at Mac's house with safe and eco-friendly. That's marvelous. You know? I have this bulletin for all you young guys craving the wonderful supercars or expensive cars, as I saw yesterday. Unfortunately, most of society has to wait until they get gray hair to really afford those type of vehicles. And then when you see people in those vehicles, you just look over and, down in Naples, Florida, during season, you drive around. It's great. I love it. I love seeing fun cars. But it's, I have not seen – well, no, that's not true. I've seen certain young guys that have – what would be described as a supercar. I've seen certain young guys in a supercar, but mostly
what would you define as a supercar? Thumbnail.
A supercar would be a McLaren, a Ferrari. Ferrari's not a supercar. Some of them are, but like a McLaren,
I still like a Ferrari California is probably your entry level Ferrari of the modern era.
And that would be, you can call it a supercar. In my world, that would be a supercar.
I think if you want to get a Ferrari California T. It's a model from the California. It's got a different type of hood. That starts at 130, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's
low end used. Right?
It's amazing. I mean,
I would give a testicle. I'd lose one for that.
Oh, I would fun. Right now. Yeah. Right? I don't need them anymore. Yeah. So I would absolutely.
I don't need them anymore.
I would absolutely not. I will not be fathering any more children in my lifetime. So yeah, bring the testicle remover over here with the car and his scalpel.
If you are interested, as a matter of fact...
I'd have it done in the back of the, in that tiny little area you can't even fit in back there,
Rob,
as a back seat.
Two more cars, just briefly. So, a Mercedes AMG GT.
Okay.
Beautiful. And then...
That is not a supercar, though.
I would actually... It depends on which one you have. So if you have a GTR, they start at $250,000, and that's that is the F1 pace car.
Would you say that is a supercar? The base price for a supercar
but you
is
can
what,
get an
like
AMG,
125, 125,000?
Probably.
Okay.
Yes. All yeah. Right. But a used one, not entry. Entry entry into a supercar, you're in the 170s for the base model.
Because then I just missed it.
Hey, Oscar, you'll probably know this. I don't know this. Yes. There is a car that somebody was talking about. It's something like Koenigsberg or something.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know what the pronunciation is, but that's a supercar.
There's like $1 million.
That's $1 million car.
Exotic supercars.
Lamborghini.
Exotic supercar. Yes, exotic supercar. An AMG is not, AMG GT is not an exotic supercar.
Oh, but that's
though,
a car.
If that is the GTR,
that
one. You can't get a used one for less than $250.
That is
even if it's orange like that.
Matt, can you find that Koenigsberg or whatever the hell it is that supercar?
Sure.
Yeah.
And
you can get an AMG GT for there's GT. This is what I'm learning. There's GT. There's GTC. There's GTR. The GTR is the F1 pace car. Then if you go to the Ferrari California, there is one right now in Pasadena, Maryland, of all places, because I see it on my Facebook Marketplace.
I partied at the Desert Lounge there.
You
Pasadena,
did?
I saw and hung out with two legends, one well-known, one not so well-known.
I know one of them.
One of them's name was Tiny Tim.
Really?
Yeah.
I hung out and met Tiny Tim. Now, he would be on the show.
You couldn't even make this up.
Multiple
times. This
is crazy. Yes. But he was performing. And here's his bit.
Yeah.
His bit was, it was a nonstop song. So he comes out and it's like, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? And he's just nonstop. It was weird.
Him and his ukulele, right?
Yeah. And Rob, do you remember the second performer that I saw at the Desert Lounge?
Tubby Boots.
Tubby Boots. And his claim to fame was that he would lift his shirt up and his boobs were so fat that he would pretend that he had women's breasts.
That's a great closer.
That was Tubby Boots.
There you go. Oh, my God. There it is. It's on the screen right now.
There it is.
Kossingberg. What is it? What's the name, Mac? You might know this.
It's Koenigsegg.
Koenigsegg.
Koenigsegg. It's obviously a German. Made supercar.
Handmade. Handmade supercars.
Look at that.
It's the most hateful of all the supercars, Mike.
Saw one down here. What would a Lotus be?
A Lotus is, I don't think it's a supercar.
I saw one in front of me at a drive-thru. Yeah.
The Lotus models are a lot smaller than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
When you see it, you're like, oh, that's a little larger than Miata. The
Bugatti supercar.
Bugatti is a supercar.
What about what I'm seeing more and more around Loudoun County, the Rivian?
No.
I hate you.
Why? I'm just curious.
I hate that car.
I'm just curious
why
what your take
you think
is on
the
it.
Rivian is
I
a
don't
supercar.
Think it's a supercar. I'm
it's
just
a truck. It's an EV truck.
But it's expensive. It's very expensive.
It's expensive and it is, but it's nowhere.
Yeah, but there's difference between an expensive car.
Right.
You can get an F-150 for $150, $125,000 all day today. Like that's not a supercar, that's right?
Now, that is a design-forward pickup truck that is very popular with, you know, the electric set.
Yeah.
The electric crowd.
I hate it.
The electric.
Why do you hate it?
Why?
I hate the front of the car and the headlights.
I do, too. I don't like the design.
I despise it.
I don't like the design.
Why don't you like it? It looks like a robot. That's kind of cool.
I hate the headlights and the little light bar. Like, I see cars have light bars now, and it just annoys me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
your car
to be
sounds
Jetson.
Like a transformer.
Yeah, it's true.
That's only when I'm backing up. Actually, no, it's also a little bit what I'm going forward to.
Yeah. All right. Here's an electric car question. Price is no object. You get any electric car you want.
Yes.
What's the electric car going to be? I know what I'm
going to
get.
I hate his politics, but I'd get the new Tesla Roadster yet to be delivered to the world.
I'm going
to
get the most expensive Lucid Air. That's what I'm going to get.
Oh, you're so much better than that. I got it. My brother and I got into the Lucid Air this past week at Tyson's Corner Mall. And while fun and yet fashion forward, I'll give you that, the interior.
Can you get looks a picture cool. of it? I don't know this car.
Still feels like a huge potato wedge.
Really?
Now, you could fit mis primos, mi abuelita, mi papa, mi mami, everybody in the anybody can fit in this place. Now, by the way, that's a new Roadster from Tesla. Gorgeous. Only $250,000. You can reserve yours today for $50,000 cash.
Yes.
Boom.
Well, I gotta give them credit. Talk about Ferrari lines. That's got that's old school design right there. That is you can't argue with that one. That is real. That's the first time I've seen it. And for those of you that are missing out on our video, please check our video out on all of our platforms, because that is something I want you to see. We're talking about it now.
Welcome to CarCast.
That is so nice. And by the way, cars are fun. This is the time of year.
Yep.
Now, if you put up a picture of the Lucid Air, which is more of a sedan.
It's more of like a steak fry. You know how the potato wedge is the Prius? This is more of a steak fry.
I don't think it is that bad looking a car. I think it's more like a four-door that has a pretty interesting design forward.
What about the BMW X1 or is it XM?
No, look. When you're putting production cars in the category, you know, outside of the high level, there it is. There's the
look at that big steak fry.
It does. No, you know what? It doesn't because it's got strong. It's got strong lines on the side.
Steak fry.
It might be the top of a hamburger bun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a four door? I can't tell from that picture.
It is.
It's a four door.
That's nice. I like that.
They also make a hatchback version. Did you see that one, Mike?
I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen them. I have not taken the plunge.
My brother and I were like, can you fit golf clubs in this?
That's a huge question for me.
Yeah, and I said, do you play golf? And he said, no. He goes, I just figured that's a question people ask. Right.
Can I fit my golf clubs in here? Thank you. Spalding?
When did you start playing golf?
I need to fit Spalding in the back and my golf clubs in the back, too, as well. But a Rivian is not a supercar.
Okay,
And neither is a Lucid, even that Tesla that he's talking about. That's not a supercar. It's a wonderful car.
Yes.
Pretty car. But I'm suspect of anything that Elon Musk is involved in right now. Yeah, of the man.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this price drop. And this is great. I'm so happy we're talking about this.
Cars are fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to go into my personal Facebook page here.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Because we're going to learn more about Oscar, about me. Because when you go to his Facebook page, you'll learn about his cars and also his charity work.
You'll learn about me. Hey, I saved your daughter's roommate's cat.
I know
God's
you
sakes.
Did. That's why I'm saying.
God bless.
Yeah. Poor little three-legged cat.
Now, what are you looking for
I'm looking for this Ferrari California in Pasadena, Maryland.
That's a very basic looking California, right? That's an old school, old style body.
It's
design.
A convertible California,
and it's a very traditional Ferrari.
Traditional body. It's not the new like F1 Enzo or anything like.
Yeah, the California Enzo's a little older now. It begs one question, which is, what are you doing here?
This guy, I've been staring at this car, just staring.
Yes,
he went from. Oh my God, this guy's all over the place. He went from 10 days ago. It's in Herndon, Virginia.
Oh, it's in your backyard.
A world away. Hey, maybe I'll buy it.
This is good.
I'm gonna send this to the team just via text. So you can take a look at this.
Can't you feel send free it to Mac find and it. Everybody can see it.
Yes, yeah. I will. So for me, I said, there's no way this is. This guy has dropped the price on this Ferrari California so many times. I feel like there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, it might be a Ferrari Florida.
Well, when you see rebuilt Ferrari title.
Ferrari Florida doesn't have doors.
No door on the. Also,
so what did he start it at? What did he start it at?
He at one point this thing was like a 10, like 120, and now it's supposedly at $99,000. Right.
And what year is it?
It's a 2010.
Mm. Not a chance. How many miles on it?
It's got 25,000 miles on it.
Just getting broke in, Mike.
No, that's not just getting broke in. The way I look at it, you know what the line of demarcation is for an automobile?
What's that?
In 15,000 miles, you can trash a car.
Yeah,
in 15,000, and I'm not talking about mechanically. I am talking about interior. If you have the wrong ass on the wrong seat in 15,000 miles, you can turn a car into a poopy dude.
That is very true. Okay, I sent you a second one.
Somewhere.
Looking at
okay. Right.
A second one's $89,000.
Right. We're taking a peek right now.
Now, you say, well, why would you?
I love the color.
With the carjackings in D.C. By the way, thank you to the city. We are now up to almost 900 carjackings. This year in the District of Columbia.
I would say it's
plenty of time to hit 1,000. You can do it.
It might be bad judgment for you to bring that into your neighborhood, this particular vehicle. I'm not sure, but I'm looking at
sweet. I won't be taking the plunge, but it's fun to see these prices drop because for the past 3 years, all we saw was prices go up.
You know, the interior of that California doesn't look beat up, though.
Look at that, Mike. It's on the screen. He pulled it up.
I'm looking at it right now. It's got a saddle. It's got a saddle.
Saddle brown. Interior. Just like my skin.
With black highlights on it.
I can say that because I'm Latin.
Santana, California.
Send your letters to me.
I'll take them.
Thank you.
I'll handle your mail.
Wow. Look at that. That looks so, and it's a convertible. It's a hard top convertible.
That is
nice.
Is
it a retractable convertible?
It is.
I'm not sure.
It comes off.
I'm not sure he should be parked in the grass like that.
I can go topless. TOPLESS.
Nice.
Anytime, on demand.
Well, you just go to,
could you imagine you and I driving down the street? Just you and I.
I will be fearing for my life.
Hey, what's he doing putting it in a lawn, though? What's he doing?
Yeah, why
is that
like
on pavement?
Grass.
Why is that sitting in a lawn?
Well, the contrast of green on gray on green, Mike. That's really the artist's view.
I don't know
of,
if that's the
taking
case.
Pictures. Yeah. If you're parking your Ferrari California on the lawn, this is why you're an effing genius. There's a problem. There's a problem if he's parking it on the lawn.
There is a problem.
You're
if
right.
If you're parking your Ferrari on the lawn, something's very wrong.
And
you
then you're taking the pictures
yes.
and putting it online to say,
exactly.
Look, I park it on the lawn all the time.
You don't park it. There are a couple of things that any person who's a car person knows
yes.
when you park it on the lawn. Either
can't
move.
I never would have picked that up.
Yes.
That was such a deep cut. I was like, look at these
By the way,
wonderful
if you look at
pictures.
The dashboard, that's an engine
yes.
light that I saw on. That was an engine light. I want to see it again. I'm going to look at this video again. But it looks to me like there's something... There's an indicator with the door. Well, the door's closed right now. I don't know, but
well,
it's
Mike,
beautiful
that's the,
on the
actually
outside.
That's the warning light for grass.
Right. That's Does he have it?
You are off pavement.
See, and is it anywhere
Great
besides
off road?
Is it anywhere besides Facebook? Because if it's on some of the reputable resale sites,
I did not see it on.
You have to
on
put
the
Carfax
trader.
And the mileage,
yeah.
and you
I
have
couldn't
to put
find the VIN,
one owner, accident,
yes.
all that.
Yes.
You need all that before I pull the trigger on even looking at something.
Can I? And then can I? This is, and you're going to thank me, America.
Yes.
And I will put this guy. I will lay this guy's link inside the bio for the show. We're going to do a lot more of that.
Can
so then you can
else,
find
please?
It.
I've just observed something.
Please,
else.
Please. In the pictures?
Yes.
Put the Ferrari back up, Mac.
It appears to me, if you look at the multiple pictures of this, Mac, there's a picture of the Ferrari in the foreground and the boat and the dumpster in the background.
There's a dumpster?
Let me look. Hold on. I'm going to put it up there.
Mac, are you there?
It looks to me. No, it's another trailer. It's like a landscaping trailer. Okay. It's a landscaping trailer. It looks to me like this.
Maybe this is the benevolent landscaper.
This Ferrari looks like it's being hidden. On a large yard. Looks like it's being hidden. from the street.
You're saying
what it looks like to me.
This is not actually owned by the gentleman who parks the car.
Look at the rotors. Look at the rotors covered with corrosion. Yep.
Oh, if you treat your boat like that, what are you going to zoom in on the boat in the back? This is another deep cut by Mike O'Mara.
It is.
Send all of your car pictures to him. He clearly knows what he's doing because I thought this is what I at
first. Interior looks tidy. Exterior looks like maybe. Look, there's another thing I want to
zoom in on this one picture. I got to see the boat. He's absolutely. Thank you. He's zooming in.
Yes.
Okay. I'm shocked here. Mm-hmm. I am blown away.
Right.
I initially looked at this picture and I said, well, another boy with his toys.
Yeah.
Must be nice. I'm not a boat guy.
That's his broken boat in the background.
That boat isn't on dry dock. It's just broken, is what you're saying.
It could be. It could be. It's certainly not going anywhere. It could look. He's got it covered. That's fine. It's not what I would describe as a highline boat by any stretch of the imagination. It's a nice boat, little speed boat. I'm looking at this, but when I looked at the rotors, and I think you should point out, you know, some of these vehicles, especially sports cars. I don't know the numbers down here. The numbers are astronomical down here in Southwest Florida.
Mm-hmm.
How many cars flooded and went to wholesale auction sites?
So you also, never know. Mike,
caveat
the boat,
buyer beware. Oh my God, we've lost time.
Yes,
oh,
we have.
No. All right,
note
we have to
behind
take a break.
The boat, Mike, the Civil War outbuilding too that he has on his property.
That's true. Yeah. Rob gets the award. Rob has discovered Abe Lincoln's cabin. Doesn't fit the Ferrari.
It does
be
not.
Your own judge. No. I'll make an offer today. We'll be right back, everybody. Thank you. There it is. Sorry for losing track of time. Tis the season for hydration. Here it is. I was having a cup of coffee this morning, and now I have my full, blissful green grape.
It's a good one. It's a real good one.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man, oh, man. We gave some to our friends. It's Liquid IV I'm talking about. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Liquid IV is the hydration brand to fuel your well-being. Their hydration multiplier can keep you going through the end of the year and beyond. Listen, I told you about my Vicks family of products before, but this is just as important. Hydration is the whole key to the kingdom, and I love Liquid IV because especially when I'm a little under the weather, as I am this week, I am living. It's so delicious, and it fills you with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, and it tastes better than the leading sports drinks. Eight vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Remember, Liquid IV hydrates two times faster than water alone, all in a single stick. So good and so easy. Plus, now it's available in sugar-free. Choose from three delicious flavors, white peach, green grape, which I'm having today, and lemon lime. Trust me, lemon lime all the time, but today, green grape, I'm a big fat ape.
What?
I was just trying to make it rhyme like you did.
Okay, because
I'm not drinking the lemon lime today. I'm drinking the green grape. I love them all. You will too. Make it a Liquid IV holiday. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk, nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Hit it! There it is.
Oh, the Kraken has dirty rotors.
Dirty rotors are the Kraken. We'll get back to cars. I love talking about it. I could talk about cars every day. Love it. Can't get any of them, but I like
cars.
Talking
about
them. Cars.
Well, cars. I almost feel like I'm meditating when I'm looking at cars.
Yeah, it's peaceful. You know what's also? Yeah. Check out those videos of the pretty ladies getting their backs cracked. Nicolas Cage turns 60 on January 7th, and unfortunately, that means we're going to be seeing less of him. I think we all can agree. You just don't. You don't look a streaming service up without seeing Nicolas Cage's face plastered all over it. He's everywhere.
Felt he'd be older than that.
Yeah, he's not. He's 60. And
he's been famous forever.
He wants to slow down. He says, quote, I'd like to read a book a week. I want to spend more time with my daughter. I'm taking stock of what's really important. Maybe not make quite as many movies. Cage has a one-year-old daughter named August. Of course he does. August, have your brother November come up.
Anyway.
When was she born?
He had August with his wife, Rico Shibata.
Yeah.
Rico Shibata and I had a daughter, August.
My husband.
Nicolas Cage married to a Presley? No?
He was married to Lisa Marie for a while, yeah?
I have two sons.
Do you, Nick?
18-year-old Cal L and 32-year-old right. Weston. That's
but
a
Nicholas,
long time ago.
How's your hand?
My hand. I lost my head.
I go all the way back to Moonstruck.
For you young bucks out there,
yes,
there are some quintessential Nicolas Cage movies you probably don't know about. And if you're with your pops or your dad or your mom,
yep,
and you're listening to this, mm-hmm, ask them to have sanction you watching Raising Arizona.
Raising please. Arizona.
Oh, God, yeah.
Star maker for Nicolas Cage and the Coen brothers. Mm-hmm. And Holly Hunter featured in that, too. Some great performances. Followed by Moonstruck, which I believe garnered Cher an Academy Award. I think she won that.
At least
for that.
A nom, yeah.
And the love story between Cher and Nicolas Cage in Moonstruck. And great performances by Vincent Gardenia,
yeah,
and Olympia Dukakis. Just a brilliant.
It's and Johnny the guy they've Camerari. All passed.
Is Olympia Dukakis still with us? I know that Vincent Gardenia is gone.
I think she is. I think she
well,
is.
Well, after that one election, I think that she went to a clinic.
Different one. No, that was Mrs. Dukakis. Let's Kitty. That was Kitty who had the drink.
Who's Olivia Dukakis?
Olympia Dukakis
passed.
She's passed. And so has Vincent Gardenia, and so has Danny Aiello.
Yeah.
They're all gone, and man, oh man, what performances in that. Absolutely spectacular.
Has anyone seen the movie that they were hyping about 2 weeks ago where Nicolas Cage was a teacher that appeared in everybody's dreams?
No.
Did you see the ads
He makes
for
so
that?
Many, Rob, it's hard to keep track
of.
Oh,
right my
now.
God, Olivia Dukakis is famous.
Olympia Dukakis.
Oh, but never mind.
Yes.
Different lady.
Is there an Olivia Dukakis?
Olympia Dukakis is famous.
That's good. We'll fix that.
She's from Lowell, Mass.
She was in Steel Magnolias, too. Right?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, yeah. Moving right along.
Thank you.
Jennifer Lawrence has been accused of getting a bunch of stuff done to her face this year, like getting her eyes done and her nose done. People have also suggested she started using fillers. Well, Jennifer would like you to know that she hasn't. There are just a few things that are new that are going on. One is her new makeup guy. She says, quote, "I call him a plastic surgeon because everybody in the last few months since I've been working with him is convinced that I had eye surgery. As for the rest of her face, well, she's getting older." Here's her quote. "I started at 19. That's like when she played Katniss, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
Yes. "I get the before and after pictures for when I'm 19 to when I'm 30, and I'm like, I grew up. I lost baby weight in my face, and my face changed because I'm aging." She adds, quote, "Everybody thought I had a nose job, and I'm like, I've had the exact same nose. My cheeks got smaller. Thank you for bringing it up." I don't think she's had anything done, at least based on the last movie where she was naked.
She looked great in No Hard Feelings.
She did. She did. Yeah. I think she's a wonderful actress.
Did you guys take my pro tip, pretend like you weren't into the movie, and then you watched the whole thing with your eyes 3 inches from the screen?
Might have watched it after bedtime.
Nah, I was watching backcracking videos. Second reference to that in today's show. Today is called Giving Tuesday. You know, it seems like we create a new day. We have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. It has become a thing over the past decade. There is a list of the most bizarre items people donated to Goodwill. I pared this list down a little bit. There is a painting of Rosie the Robot made from the Jetsons showing Rosie posing provocatively. I did not send Mac the photograph of that.
I don't know how I'm picturing Rosie's build. I'm not sure that that's possible.
I'm really not sure. Well, I think it would
she's
be.
She's got a Sprinter van.
I think she's, and I think she's bending forward. That's what I would assume.
Okay.
Underwear for squirrels is another one. A fertility idol. These are all donations made to Goodwill. Mm. Someone donated a coffin to Goodwill, which, price of coffins, they're expensive nowadays, right? Well, I would assume probably, maybe. I don't know. If they're used, they go in the dirt.
Yeah, they have to reclaim it.
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know about that. I don't know nothing about that. A dog sculpture made out of random metals, including golf clubs and a bathroom faucet. Isn't that special? A glow-in-the-dark Ouija board. I'd get that.
Yeah,
I'd
buy that. Nice. Yeah.
An entire cardboard box of original newspapers from historical events, like the Kennedy assassination, Nixon's resignation, and the man on the moon. If they're real newspapers, that would be, I think, something special.
Yeah, I have a couple. I have papers from, I guess, 9/11 I saved. And going back to, you know what I have?
I have the Don and Mike feature interview in USA Today.
I have the last issue of the Washington Star.
Oh, it's exciting.
When they shuttered that paper.
Yeah, a niche audience for that guy.
How about a Louis Vuitton purse with something extra special? Something super special.
Don't want that.
It's got human teeth inside of it.
Oh.
Here you are, Clarice. Here's your Louis Vuitton.
But the human teeth are in the inside pouch.
Yeah, little bitty pouch that has human teeth.
Are they Louis's teeth?
Louis Vuitton. A rock, just a normal rock. The Goodwill put an $11 tag on it, and it sold. A rock. Someone gave a rock.
You could smell what it was cooking.
We'll go to this one last. A basket of taxidermy kittens.
That's not weird,
isn't it?
Oh, yuck. Yeah.
Boy, I might get them just to weird people out, like my daughter Elizabeth, who spent most of the weekend going, "Dad, stop."
What I would do with the taxidermied kittens? I would put one on my neighbor's porch every day.
What was she saying stop to?
I would be inappropriate. I Elizabeth has got. First of all, we had a major argument about Hamas because I have raised a turbo liberal. And that's fine with me. I'm very glad that she is on certain sides of an issue. But we had a big debate. It was like all night. And everybody was interested. So it was going. Mm-hmm. It wasn't harsh. It was just going back and forth and back and forth.
A spirited debate.
Mm-hmm. And then when she talks about her cats, I can be a little inappropriate because I don't like cats.
True.
I said,
how many
really
does she have?
She's got one particular cat. I forgot the name of the cat. We have to get back. I want to get back to see Bubba. I said, drive faster. You don't want to leave that cat alone. Dad.
Bubba.
A guillotine. An employee says it went for $30.
I would so buy a guillotine. That would be awesome. Yeah,
you have to put that in back here. And finally, a glass jar labeled "fart June 1975." There we go. Isn't that sweet?
Isn't that special? Isn't that special?
Don't open that jar.
Go down to your local Goodwill. I'm looking for the fart. Nicolas Cage. I'm looking for the fart in a jar. Stephen Colbert announced Monday in a social media post that he has canceled this week's episodes of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert after his appendix burst. That's nothing to play around with.
No.
Still, he mustered enough good humor to crack a joke for his fans about the reason for the last-minute cancellation. His quote, I'm sure you're thinking, turkey overdose, Steve? Gravy boat capsize? Ha 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 ha! Sorry, I don't think Stephen Colbert is funny. Never.
Although, Mike, take the moment and watch his interview with Letterman from last week.
Good.
It's great to see Letterman back on, and Letterman is still great.
Yeah. All right.
Pass forward through the monologue.
I'm recovering from surgery for a ruptured appendix, he wrote on Monday. A burst or ruptured appendix is potentially life-threatening. It is an infection that spreads throughout the abdomen. According to the Mayo Clinic, it requires immediate surgery to remove the organ, which I guess is not the stomach. Mm. It's the appendix.
Yes, exactly.
I found that on my other weird videos that I see, which is dissection of human cadavers, where they show the there was a really good one of the liver. You know, the liver lies in front of the stomach. You wear
my
that?
Liver lies all the time.
but did you know that it lies anatomically on top of your stomach? Your stomach is up behind your liver. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
The
know
liver
that.
Is like what's that? It's your body's not gecko.
Your
what's
body's like, what you... filter. Your body's
yes.
Your air filter. Your oil filter. It's your body's oil filter, and it showed a healthy one, and then one that had some disease in it.
Hey, could you see my face in that one?
It was the face of Rob. All the Catholic pilgrims. So,
but like a lizard, it can grow back.
Finally, I'm doing okay. Thank you.
The Food and Drug Administration, first ever approval of an at-home test for chlamydia and gonorrhea could help earlier detection and treatment of these sexually transmitted infections amid a ballooning epidemic. There's nothing worse worse than a ballooning epidemic of these sexually transmitted infections in the U.S. That's where it's happening.
I'm over here now.
Yes. Thank you, Dice. Sexual health advocates worry that the FDA's proposal to begin stepping up regulation of over-the-counter self-testing of STIs could backfire.
Oh, no.
If the results are positive, the company would then put the individual in contact with a physician. Sounds like nothing bad about that. Many public health leaders are concerned that new FDA regulations will create additional barriers to public health testing. So what are they worried about? Are they worried about what? False positives?
You know? I didn't know chlamydia or the class. That's all treatable, right?
All I know that
antibiotics,
is in the 80s.
I think, for
yeah,
the
I thought
clap,
that's
yeah,
all. I mean,
in the 1980s, if you worked at B106, you automatically got a false positive. False positives were given to everybody, and we had one particular disc jockey, J.R. Russ, that was proud that he had gonorrhea, which I will never quite understand.
B106.
I did it with someone. I got gonorrhea.
Hey, congratulations. You win the prize. And I remember the late 80s and early 90s, I lived in constant fear of STIs.
Sure.
Thank you. Let's salsa. Everybody. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Chime. Improving your credit score might not be at the top of your naughty or nice list, but low or no credit can make holiday shopping horrendous.
The worst.
So when you're buying this season, use the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card to build your credit scores with on-time payments for everyday purchases. Plus, there's no annual fee, interest, or credit check to get started. Use it like a Visa card at all Visa-accepted spots to bolster your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And God bless us, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at Chime.com/TMOS. That's Chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa card. Start again. Hold on. Need a little liquid IV.
Yeah. Oscar, the disclaimer is coming up right now.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A., member FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me. Oh, you put a new one in. It's a new one, Rob.
They did. Yeah.
That's a new one.
Your friend.
A gonk.
Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. There it is.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And it is time to talk to our main man, the guy that puts all our videos and our pictures up and helps us out a great deal, Mr. Mike McIntosh, because Rob has an amazing Michael McIntosh challenge that he wants
to share. I hold in my hands the Michael McIntosh challenge. But, Mike, this requires a question for you first. What do you associate Mac with when we bring up the name Mac? I mean, what are the things that you automatically think of?
Illness.
Right. And Oscar, the color orange. Always think of that. Yeah. Illness and orange. However, if you work alongside Mac, there's something that he is a big proponent of that you may not know, and that is the Rubik's Cube.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a fascinating angle that I thought would yield 0.0 in life, but it's very impressive.
Yeah. So how many Rubik's Cubes do you have there in your office, Mac?
4.
Okay. And you have, I know that there is a story going back to when you had one of the exclusive 4x4 Rubik's Cubes that you let Jimmy Cerrito play with on the takeoff of an airplane that shattered and sent a billion blocks flying
only
backwards.
Jimmy could break a Rubik's Cube.
I know, during takeoff.
Yeah. Because he was doing it right manically and roughly and all that.
He was basically turning it halfway and then trying to turn it, and it just shattered.
Okay, so
he's trying to force it.
Forcing it, yes.
So he is.
He broke my Rubik's Cube.
Mac is a Rubik's Cube aficionado. And another thing we don't know about Mac that we don't talk about enough, I should say, he has gone skydiving.
Okay.
That is also true.
What, yes. And twice, right?
Twice.
Okay.
Well, on my 18th and 21st birthday.
See, there's a level of courage that he possesses.
Oh. Yeah. That- no. He hasn't even got his dick wet, and he jumped out of a plane twice. It makes no sense.
But anybody jumping out of an airplane has to have a degree of physical courage. Would you agree to that?
The Mr. Bean factor.
What's a Mr. Bean factor?
Just walking around like, oh, fine, I'll do that. And then things happen to you.
Like, hold on. What your point is, if I've deciphered it correctly, is you are saying that Mac jumped out of an airplane because he had nothing better to do with his time.
Yes.
Wow. What do you say to that, Mac?
False accusation.
There you go.
Very good. Yes. Way to stand up for yourself.
I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, in Australia this year, 17-year-old Sam Saraki claimed the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to solve a Rubik's Cube while in free fall. He did it in 28.25 seconds. He solved the Rubik's Cube.
That long?
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like a challenge has been made.
All right, let me ask you this, Mac. Do you think the degree of difficulty... and by the way, have you soloed or have you been strapped to somebody both times?
Strapped.
Nice.
Yes. Nice.
Was this guy that did the Rubik's Cube...
Sheer parachute.
Was he strapped to somebody, Rob, or did he solo fly?
It says to me free fall, so I don't
free
think
fall he
was strapped
to anybody.
Did
it by himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
how did you pull the ripcord if you're solving the cube?
Well, that's why you got to finish up the cube fast.
Because I would imagine you only pull that cord after you're done with the Rubik's Cube, because once you pull the cord, it's all over.
Well, you're not in free fall anymore.
Okay. So, yeah. Mac, do you have any plans to skydive again?
Yes.
Would you want to skydive by yourself? I mean, with, you know, obviously somebody skydiving with you.
No.
You want to be strapped to somebody?
100%, yes. Yeah.
Do you enjoy the strapping to somebody?
Do you have anyone in mind?
It's more that I don't trust myself.
It's a form of spooning.
It's. I mean, I've done it twice. I don't think that's enough to know how to do it correctly or if anything went wrong.
Do you remember Do you remember both of them?
If something goes wrong. Tighter on the straps, please.
What? Go ahead.
I was more saying I don't want to do it in case something goes wrong. I don't know.
Do you remember both people you were strapped to on your 18th and 21st birthday?
I remember the 21st one. I don't remember the 18th.
Who was the 21st?
I mean, he was an older gentleman. He had some graying hair.
How old would you guess?
I actually have a picture here.
Do you go on his back or does he go on your back?
I'm in front of him.
Yeah. Well, so you're like a power bottom?
Oh, stop.
Well, I mean, I kind of have to be in front of him because he's wearing a parachute.
And you have to hit people over the head with a hammer with my own joke.
Yeah. Cancel Rob.
Yeah, not us.
Let me, while we talk about this, I can find a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, while we cancel Rob, let's find a picture.
All right, so.
I would jump with another person, not alone.
Have you ever considered it?
Of course.
You have.
Be fun. I was tapped twice at WJFK with ill-fated, we couldn't sell it. Sorry.
You know what I might do when I get older, and it doesn't matter to me that much, when I'm like 70? On my 70th birthday, I might try it. I might try it on my 70th.
Oh, just like GW.
Like GW. Yeah. There he is.
Look at that.
Mac, that man, you look like a different person there.
I mean, that was over 10 years ago.
Man, the same time.
That is very, very cool. So,
But you look like a different person, like you enjoy life. When I see you in the office, it looks like you're not enjoying life.
I mean, yes, this was a lot of fun. I love everything about flying.
Okay.
Ooh. I've got like flying simulator. Eventually, I do want to learn how to fly, but I just love flying. And this was a cool thing that I can do that can almost simulate.
Do you want to take flight lessons?
Yes. I know they are expensive and it's not really something I can do right now. But
you could technically slide it under your education trust fund.
That's true.
That is true. Yeah.
Would you ever think about pursuing it to a degree where you would, first of all, would you be able to, with your condition, would you be able to be a commercial pilot?
Great question.
Yes.
Okay. So you've looked at it. So you've seriously thought about it.
Well, I believe so. I mean, there's
you
not
just really
a limitation.
Can't call into United and say, hey, I'm not feeling real great today. I'll be there at noon.
Yeah, but although I think that...
Oscar never takes his eyes off the prize.
I think Frontier would be glad to have him.
Well.
He could go to Frontier.
Los Angeles today because I'm feeling ill.
Yeah.
Let him know I'll be there by noon.
Yeah. Can you manufacture one of those flight delays for me, please?
It's a 6 a.m. flight, Mr. McIntosh. I just can't make it on time. so I love. Look, I think you've got the brain power to be a pilot.
He does. I told Mac, and I can't believe I'm saying this, and I will regret this for the rest of my life. Mark my words, America. I said, Mac, I think your entire life, people have underestimated you. That's the person I see in front of me. And you can prove them all wrong. And I agree. And I agree with you, Mike. Like, there are so many people that have underestimated what Mac can actually accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got full reign. And what he's been able to do here in the short time has been pretty impressive.
Well, here's the deal. Rob said it was a challenge. I'm ad-libbing here. But Rob, I think you had this in mind. How about tomorrow on the show?
Right.
We set aside a moment and have him come in. And
you sit on my lap and you do the Rubik's Cube.
It'll make you feel more comfortable if you sit on Oscar's lap and you do. All right. Are you prepared to offer?
I'll dress up as Santa.
We can strap him to Oscar.
Time frame on how long it would take you to solve your Rubik's Cube.
I could do it during the next commercial.
I've seen it. I've actually seen it done.
I could do it within the commercial.
I've seen it.
Okay, so you can do it within 28 seconds, though.
28 seconds. Tomorrow?
He can do it in less than a minute. He can do it in less than a minute.
Yeah, the reason why I said that was a long time is the record's like 4 seconds.
And what is your record,
like
personal best?
40 seconds.
Are you willing to make an attempt to beat your record tomorrow?
I can try to. I'm not warmed up for a record beating, but I would also have to get a little lucky. But
would you like
try.
To? Will you go home and maybe practice this evening a little bit?
Sure.
And be prepared to come in. You don't have to break your own record, but you can come in.
I'll try to. It again. There is a little bit. There is actually a lot of luck in terms of breaking records.
Okay.
On the orientation.
Luck.
Will you come in and just
tonight.
Do it
come
tomorrow?
On. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Tomorrow.
Can, yeah. Absolutely.
The challenge.
Can you wear your Dumb and Dumber tuxedo?
I don't think I still have that on, unfortunately.
Sorry.
Top hat and a pastel collar.
And a cane.
I want to get this in before the show is over. So modding. I want to talk about modding. This is turning a car. You're talking about with cars, Oscar, right?
Mike, we probably should break before we talk modding.
I know. I'm setting
this is
up
too
the
much show.
Break.
He's setting up. He's okay. He's front selling.
Okay.
He's front selling.
You come to rehearsal. That's why. Should I have done that? That's it.
Well, all that always helps. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just pay attention. It's not difficult. We'll have modding because Oscar wants to talk about with cars. They also do it with watches, and Rob does it with his studio lighting as he did today. You modified your studio lighting.
Yeah. Mike, we should break.
Take a break and be right back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. How would you like to handle all your holiday shopping in just one place? You can. Just hit up the Mike O'Mara Show online store, from legacy t-shirts and cozy hoodies to morning transforming coffee mugs. It's your one-stop shop to share your TMOS passion. You can easily give the best merch and make some new fans for your favorite podcast. Even if you're just giving a gift to yourself, we've got your back. We hand select everything for top tier quality and killer looks. Grab your TMOS gear and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Check out our new Don't Get Happy Society limited edition sticker before it's gone. We keep it fresh with new items added regularly. Stay ahead of the curve and be the envy of your TMOS crew. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, awesome. Thank you for your support. It's all happening at TMOSstore.com. All right, modding, getting back here. Mm. Oscar mentioned that, and I said, well, I know they do it with watches, where they'll take a Seiko watch and they'll mess with the dial, they'll mess with the bezel, they'll mess with everything. But you're saying they do it with automobiles. Now, modding in the area of watches is turning something into making it look totally like the more expensive product. Is it the same thing with automobiles?
At its root, yes. You're customizing with automobiles. I guess I'll put it to you this way. First, I'm fascinated that you can mod a watch into looking like a more expensive watch.
I'm not an expert, but I have to do a deeper dive on it. But I believe you can take all these things in a watch. You can take the bezel off. You can take the dial off. You can take the hands off.
But that doesn't increase the value of the watch.
It does not. No, that's not correct.
Yeah.
There are websites where they sell modified watches, not necessarily look like Rolexes or stuff
but
like that.
But customized.
But customized.
Yeah. Okay, so modding. let's say your base model Rolex can then have a mod on top of it to give it features of a higher model Rolex.
I suppose. Look, they're components. All of the components, yeah, they can do that. It's like an automobile. You can
they're interchangeable.
You can put a grill,
okay,
on a car. But the thing with a car, great, you have to have a basic shape. That's the sheet metal, and that's like you can replace that too if you really go to town. What kind of modding are you
talking about? The value of a watch, Mike, is really what someone will pay for it. And I would think that a modified, if someone took like a Seiko movement and made it look like a Rolex, especially someone who wasn't really into watch,
I'll do a deeper dive on it.
I think they'd love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
my modifications have to do strictly with the interior of the vehicle.
Okay,
and I don't know. This is super dorky, but in our Volvo, ever since I got, Shannon mistakenly ordered the Polestar chip.
Yeah, you got the fast chip that the car is like
the
a
fast
rocket
chip
now.
Which is great. It's fun for an SUV. It's no supercar, but it's fun. And because that now, if it feels like more of a sports car, I'm like, well, this this teak wood in the middle of this, this mom mobile is... Maybe I can put some carbon fiber in, so I look into that.
No. You don't want to do that.
Yes, because I have already done it.
No, you take it.
Yes.
I've been in your car. I've been in that beautiful interior.
That wood is beautiful. That beautiful wood. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is your most recent disassembly of the fireplace.
My brother and I got, I ordered the kit, and I said, hey, man, look what I got.
The kit.
Over Thanksgiving. I said, I'm going to pull the Volvo into mom and dad's garage, and we're going to pop all these panels off this dashboard. It's going to look like we're doing something crazy to mom and dad, but we're going to make this entire trim into carbon fiber because I've ordered the kit off of modworldvolvo.com. And he said, why would you do this to your car? Much like
good,
you said.
I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad he said that. That is true.
I said, well, we can always put it back if it looks like garbage, but... I just want to learn how to mod a vehicle.
You're aware.
How to mod the interior.
You want to know why I'm aware of the interior of your car is because it was that nice when I got in.
Yeah, it really
it is beautiful.
When I looked at that, of all the things you would change on that automobile, and by the way, it ultimately, when you're trying
it's
to make
it. It's still a Volvo.
It's still a Volvo.
Yeah, no one's going to get in and be like, I see you're really sporty
There's
in here.
There's nothing you can do with it. Now, I like modifications when, for example, someone will take the badges off a Toyota or something.
They debadge their car.
They debadge their car. I think that's super cool when they do that.
My father-in-law, rest his soul, put all Cadillac signage on his Chevy pickup. Like he changed all the, and it looked really cool. And people kept saying, where do you get a Cadillac pickup?
Now, it's fine if you're going to do that. If you can either find a market for it, which I don't know you can, probably not, or you can go reverse it when the time comes if you want to trade that in.
This is the hard lesson for old T. Oscar here.
Yeah.
No, here we go.
There's a difference between real carbon fiber and or matte carbon fiber that's real. And for those that are like, what are
like
you talking about?
Like the plastic stuff that looks it's a like true, carbon that, fiber.
Yeah. There's designer imposter carbon fiber, and then there's real carbon fiber.
Fail.
Once we put it all in, it looks so plastic.
Yep.
and not real carbon fiber,
this,
my brother.
You already did this to the Volvo.
Oh, this weekend, yes. It took a total of 6 hours. During Thanksgiving, my mom and dad was like, are you guys coming in to hang out with the family? I said, no, we're modding the car, Ma! So
it looked like the finished product?
It looks like such garbage.
When you got halfway through, did you think this might look like garbage, but you want to see
it? Well, my brother, the anesthesiologist, said, I don't think this is working out the way you thought it was going to work out. I said, yeah, but we're learning. We're having fun. And my nephew's in the back passing us the torque screws and everything.
Sure.
So he's excited. Core memory for him when we destroyed
two. You didn't break anything, did you?
No.
Right.
It's so easy. This is why you see in movies when people like pop off the ignition or
so the
or
wood wasn't damaged when you popped
it's
off.
It's so easy because you have a set of tools that I bought.
Right.
From he's got a specialty bitchin' set shop of tools.
To pop off with sheer pressure, the dashboard, the console. Like, I am confident I could do this to any car. I now am confident that I know where not to buy my designer imposter carbon fiber, because if it's less than $200 or frankly less than $5,000 for a full trim set, you're just going to be sent what would be best described to as a has anyone ever seen a Power Wheels plastic layout where you're like, this isn't going to last more than one summer in the sun.
Did you do it to the steering wheel too?
Just the center console and the trim on the sides, on the front of the car. And as soon as we closed it all up and the interior lighting came back up, it looks so cheap.
So my brother said we have to do it over again?
We got to put it back. Yeah. We just popped everything back. Done.
Did you ever consider carpet?
Carpet on the dashboard. Yes,
exactly.
Sir. Yes.
Yeah, I think it would
right
be
after
nice.
The curb feelers. That's it.
Mike. For the right car, though, with the right materials, very viable.
Viable, it has to be the absolute right car that's
with the right materials.
Absolutely. And usually a car that's not a Volvo. That's my opinion. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. No, I'm not. I'm not wrong at all. We have to take a break. When we come back, we've got the flip side with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Good one today.
And
yes.
Lots more fun and lots more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. I am picturing a beautiful teak interior being peed on right now. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, I want to talk to you about something that's really, really, really exciting, and it involves my lovely wife. Do you want to lose 21% of your weight? I have lost over 65 pounds, and I'm excited to share with you that DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. She has heard from a lot of people that actually have had problems getting the type of medication that you read about all the time, that you hear about all the time, and they've come to Carla, and they've gotten involved with her website. All you do is go to DermGlowSkin.com, click on the weight loss box, and you're set. And you can get the medication that I'm on that I have had enormous success with. All you have to do, click the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com, take the quiz, and you see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house. These are the real weight loss products, semaglutide and tirzepatide, that you've heard so much about. And if you qualify, you can get them right now at DermGlowSkin.com. And I'm really happy to say that you've responded to this in a beautiful way, and Carla is delighted to be helping people on their weight loss journey. If you're already on it, do what I did. I was already on it. I showed the doctor the prescription, and I easily made the switch. I already did it, and I'm still losing weight. And this is the first Thanksgiving I think I can ever remember where I came back from the Thanksgiving holiday and I was actually flat. I did not gain weight. That is something else. If you have struggled with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Be like our proud partner, Twiggy. This noted British model, actress, singer was born Leslie Lawson. Here's a fun fact. Her original nickname was Chubby Ubsy. Oh, stop it, Rob. Until she lost those pounds and became the first skinny supermodel. It's all thanks to Dermglow. No, it's not. Don't be look like Twiggy. Dermglow, please go to her website, dermglowskin.com, and click on the weight loss box. It's that easy. And now hit the thingy thing.
Let's flip it.
Yeah. Hello.
Girl, Sign Julia. Down. Supercars don't turn over much, do they? Just wondering.
No,
okay.
No, supercars do turn
over. They're
low
to the ground.
Yeah. You can buy a supercar, or you can buy like a Bentley that's had 9 owners.
Yeah, very good.
No, turnover as in flip?
Yeah. A roll?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're low to the ground. They traditionally
don't. Yeah, they said that about a Subaru too. I don't know. You got to have skills. Mad skills.
Mad skills to drive.
Mike? Yes. We haven't blown up a good parody record in a while, have
we? Okay. No.
So this
let me
is
get
a,
my hold on. Let me open the door to get my ordinance.
Thank
hold
you.
On. I've got it. I've got it all
good.
Right here. All right.
You know, it is the holiday season and time to start your online shopping.
Here comes Amazon. Here comes Amazon.
Yeah, I'll give it a second try.
All right. Okay, so we should play one more time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's do this. The song is called Here Comes Amazon.
Here comes Amazon, here comes Amazon, right to my front door. Bags and boxes, soon as he finds it.
Just wanted to do it twice.
I do love it. I do love it.
Then it wasn't terrible.
Well, yes, it was. I think we've all had glitches in our iPhones that have made us say, I wonder why this is happening.
Yeah, my glitch is being on the parents thread for flag football. That's my glitch.
Oh, I'm glad you shared
Christ.
That with me today, Mike. It was good.
I swear to God, stop it, please.
This lady.
How the Americans has, feeling?
This lady has been.
Don't
to care
the,
to tell you.
Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry.
This lady has been to the Genius Bar. She has gone online. She has actually upgraded her phone 3 times. And no matter what, she gets an alarm every day at 9:25 a.m. She is scared that she... Will she die at 9:25 a.m.?
Basically, I have an alarm that goes off every morning at 9:25 a.m. And I do not have an alarm set at 9:25, nor have I ever had an alarm set at 9:25 a.m. These are all my alarms, and as you can see, I do not have one set for 9:25 in the morning, so I don't know where this is coming from.
So she, I mean, it's really, you can lose that audio. She is flipped out.
And she did a strip tease after that.
Yes, she did.
I was like, what kind of feed is this?
That's on Rob's feed right
that's
there.
That's a yeah. part
of
the
one of
producer.
His other videos.
My alarm went off. So I don't know what's going on with that, but they really can't solve it. And the weird thing is, when she updates her iPhone, it happens again. So
may I offer just a little unrelated advice about phones?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you happen to be a senior citizen who is researching his future medical bills and he inquires about Medicare, folks, don't give them your phone number.
You keep making that same
mistake.
You've done this before.
I'm a rube. I'm a pure rube. I know.
Like it's just.
But there's never been anything that's approached this every day. Every day. I block the phone numbers. They keep coming. I'm not changing my phone number.
You got to give them the request line, Mike.
This, by the way, breaking news. I'm sorry, during the show, I just want to let you know the level of respect that my family has for me.
Yeah.
My mom knows I'm clearly doing the show. There's nothing else I'm doing in the mornings. Or I'm at work. Mm-hmm. That's what I am.
Right.
That's where I'm
okay.
at. She would never write this to my brother or sister.
Yeah.
Because that she just wouldn't. She goes, Oscar, ¿cómo se puede visitar la Casa Blanca? Con ticket. Si me puedes conseguir dos para nosotros.
She wants somebody to visit the White House?
A tour
she wants
the
two
White
tickets
House?
To the White House.
Sure. Piece of cake.
She wants 4 tickets.
Why don't you get the
two.
Ones
you live
out
in
of
Washington.
Your...
Go ahead. Yeah. Take care of it.
Oscar, get the ones out of your desk drawer and give them to her. The ones you keep on hand.
Hey, you know, and folks, do you know what the true thing is, though? As he puts his hands up in the air like it's an impossible
now
task.
Now
I
got to call Stuart Stevens.
He's going to do it.
And get her a couple
it.
Tickets.
You're going to do it. You know, he will walk through fire to get that done.
You're
give
right.
us an update. I look forward to hearing it. That'd be great.
Mike, now that the
Not even like, good morning, I hope
no,
you're doing well.
No, this is what I need. She doesn't small talk it. No pleasantries.
I love it. Oh, my God, we're running out of time.
I know. We got to finish up. This is our final tape today.
All right.
This is the time of year when programming goes out of its mind making bad things on television.
Okay.
And most of them seem to be Hallmark movies. Well, this is a great parody of a Hallmark movie from a comedian. It's called Christmas at Mom's, and it's a comedian named Nikki Dubois.
Okay.
Another Christmas alone, I guess. Whoa, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's a little loud.
I'm so clumsy.
You smell like my mom. I like it.
Me? I've never even had a boyfriend. And I'm 30.
Wow, you're old. Like my mom.
I've just never met someone that makes me feel so warm. And I was in jail for a small amount of time.
Like my mom.
I would really love to meet
her. You would love her.
Go to your family Christmas? Yes.
My mom is the best at Christmas.
I'm gonna call my family and tell them to get because I'm doing Christmas with you this year.
And my awesome mom.
I love you because that's how love works.
Did I miss the gist here?
I'm not sure I did.
It was a parody of people that have uncommon pasts coming together for Christmas, which is that's the key element
of a Hallmark movie.
Hallmark movies. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've watched more than you have.
Yeah,
Rob. Put your hand up, please. Rob, okay. Put your hand up.
Oh no, this has been a long time.
All right.
Ow, ow.
Sorry. You just put a wrap on it. Put a wrap on it. We'll come back tomorrow we'll do another episode of Leading the Michael Mara.
Well, tomorrow tapes from Good Burger too, then.
Hey, weight loss people, please help my wife out. She's really trying to get her thing done for the month. And
I just joined her group.
That's very, very exciting. And I'm proud of her. And Carla, I love you. And we will be back with a brand new episode. I will come armed with all the modding knowledge that I possibly can.
I'd love to learn about it. That's fascinating.
I'll let you know.
Rubik's Cube tomorrow as well.
Mike McIntosh doing the Rubik's Cube tomorrow, front of the show. Be ready. Be prepared. Can you handle it, Mac?
Absolutely.
There you go. It's unflappable. That's what I like about him. We'll be right back tomorrow. Yeah. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, along with Mike McIntosh, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
My hand.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Need a sexy body and just a knockout 10 figure.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Do you want to look the best you can for your age? Or are you trying to be something you're not?
Where are you going? I'm going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nutsack on your drum set. Okay?
Do that. I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.